Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on the tour. Standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 37-year-old Andrew Fry of Marion County, Oregon. Now, Andrew, like many of our listeners, as we've discovered over the years, he enjoys methamphetamine, but he claims that that is why he does not remember this particular episode. He went to Iggy's Bar and Grill, but instead of
Iggy's.
But instead of ordering a drink, Andrew pulled out his junk and started to pleasure himself. This is sitting at a bar stool at the bar. Well, naturally, police were called, so he left. But he didn't leave the establishment. He left the bar and went into the bathroom, where he continued to choke his personal chicken, if you will. Well, a deputy showed up and attempted to arrest him several times. He even used a taser multiple times. According to the police, the taser had no effect, and Andrew could not be stopped. He kept doing what he was doing. The deputy even got into a fight with him, but Andrew needed to, as they say, hold the sausage hostage. It was too much for any one cop to stop. So again, I go back to, why would anyone want to be a police officer? Because the only person on this earth that has to deal with a masturbating man and physically get in a fight and taser him as a police officer. Yes, Miles.
No disrespect, but when you go to a bar named Iggy's, don't you kind of know you might be in for a wacky night?
Not that wacky.
But not like that, man.
That's pretty wacky.
I think if I work at a place called Iggy's, it's more like, look, there's three regulars that we let stay past closing time because we do bar time. They always pay their tab, even if they don't pay it tonight. But not you pull out your junk and you start doing this. Well, anyway, a deputy did show up, right? Tasered him several times, made no difference. Physically got into an altercation with this guy, but it still made no difference. Well, at this point, the cop tried to radio for backup. As it turns out, the bathroom at Iggy's Bar and Grill, because of the way it's built, his radio signal did not go out. But the dispatcher at the police station couldn't get a follow-up from him about what happened. She realized maybe some bad things happened, so she put out basically an all-call. And as a result of that, 15 additional police officers showed up to try to subdue him. He got in a fight with all of them. And I want you to understand, he got in a fight with one hand to the cops, one hand on himself. Now, eventually, they did manage to subdue him and take him down. He was transported to a hospital. After the hospital visit, he was taken to jail. And there, he was charged with public indecency, resisting arrest, and theft of services. He could have been charged with simply assaulting an officer, but instead, he will be charged with punching a clown and slapping a doggy. Cops simply said that he rubbed him the wrong way.
Mm. That's pretty impressive.
It's not, listen.
Well, the fact of the matter is he never took his hand off of his junk. So he fought the officers one-handed with one hand continually pleasuring himself.
That is what I want you to understand about this story. The man, it's like the Terminator. He will not stop. He will continue. So the one cop could not, he tased him. Several, not once, not twice, several times, which to me means three or more. They had to call for backup. 15 more police officers showed up. It took all of them to subdue him, to stop him from doing what he was doing. And eventually he was arrested. Anyway, when they finally got him to jail, He said, and I don't know if he's being honest or not, he told them, honestly, he had taken meth the day before and did not remember anything that he had done.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done some drugs in my lifetime, but that's wacky.
And to think that you could get that horny.
That's,
you know what I mean? Like, I've taken a lot of drugs before, but I've never taken a drug that's made me just absolutely uncontrollably horny.
Well, that's what happens when a cop walks the beat.
Yeah, I mean, meth is big in certain cultures with that.
What do you mean?
Like,
you mean
smoke some and then go have a bunch of sex with a bunch of dudes.
A bunch of dudes?
A bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of,
like,
dudes.
I had like a cousin's, one of my cousins, one of their cousins, right? So no blood relation.
Wait a minute. It's your cousin, but it's your cousin's cousin.
Right. So no blood relation.
Okay.
Not a Smith.
Right. So they what? They go and...
So I never heard of this, but apparently methamphetamine has a... There's a lot of it in gay communities and stuff. So it turned out he was like 19, struggling with his sexuality or whatever. But he ended up getting strung out on meth because he was hanging out with some older dudes. And they were like, smoke this. You can have sex all night.
Okay. But that to me... That's not that it makes dudes more attractive. I'm heterosexual. If I do meth, I get to feel I might be equally as horny. I'm going to want you.
So if I'm a chemist.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that's the one place I've definitely heard it of, like,
but it's
being,
not blood.
Being a sexual,
But if I'm a chemist, don't I want to pull out the good part of that drug and then get rid of all the bad?
You mean isolate
the all-night horniness, you know what I mean? And then get rid of the bad teeth, don't eat for 5 days, and
pull the sleeves off of every shirt. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
See, that's why we, and listen, don't take this wrong. This is why we should produce drugs, but we don't. But anyway, we drink to him. I fought 15 cops, got tasered, and never, not one time through the entire ordeal did I take my hand off myself. Don't know if he completed the mission.
That is awesome. I mean, it's awesomely gross,
no,
but somehow I'm impressed.
I know. I'm right there with you where it's like, look, under the table, I'm going to slip you a gold medal. You're kind of awesome. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola. Robin the Gay Miz!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook at you, please, tell everyone how Profile This is played. Oh, no, we lost our contestant.
We did. They were there. By the way, some people wanted to know, did the cops beat him? No, he took care of that himself. And a few that I can't read, but they are very, very funny.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line there. 844-999-OLA. Caller 9 right now, please Profile This.
He had his own nightstick.
Karaoke night, Ted.
I'm just amazed he's that messed up. He's in a bar and doesn't even realize what he's doing.
Doesn't care. Does not. Well, keep in mind, when you black out, you know what you're doing at the time. You just don't remember what you did after the fact. I read an interesting thing that said when you black out, like from alcohol, which we've all done, they say there's a point in the night where the alcohol, and I guess meth as well, your brain literally just stops recording anything else you've done. So your brain's a big VCR. Your memories are the tape playback, all right? So, but there's a point, either the tape is run out or you just turned it off. And that's why we wake up some mornings going, oh, my God, what happened last night? Whose giant panties are in bed? I won't say who said that.
Yeah.
You know, but we all those times.
This one's the good stuff taken from the meth.
No, I agree. Anyway, it's a simple game to play, Miles. We share with you a real-life story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome. Game is played.
We do.
All right, Chris, we got a little bit of a twist on today's story, but I'll give you the story first. It goes as such. Following his arrest for possession of a hypodermic needle containing methamphetamine, a 380-pound man was hit with additional felony charges after personnel discovered a bag of meth wedged, as they say, quote, deep within the defendant. Now, police responding to a, quote, suspicious person call placed by an employee at a McDonald's, they arrested one Martin Skelly when a search of the 41-year-old St. Petersburg resident turned up the loaded needle. Now, following his arrest for possession of narcotics and drug paraphernalia, cops asked him if he was in possession of any other contraband, since he could face additional charges if he brings illegal items into the jail. Well, he denied having any additional contraband on his person. However, During the intake processing at the jail, he was subjected to what they're calling a thorough body search that resulted in the discovery of a small plastic bag containing 2.7 grams of meth. A jail deputy reported that the baggie was wedged deep within the 5'8" defendant. 5'8", 380 pounds. Now, after the meth stash was found, he told investigators, quote, "I was just being dumb and not thinking." Well, the discovery of the hidden meth resulted in two additional felony charges that are being filed against him: introducing contraband into a correctional facility and narcotics possession. Now, he's locked up in lieu of $9,150 bail. His criminal record includes a three-year stretch in state prison for cocaine trafficking, ambush for theft, drunk driving, narcotics possession, violating probation, and possession of drug paraphernalia. I can tell you right now, the guy's white. It doesn't matter. This is what I want to know today. They found this contraband, and again, I quote the police report, deep within the defendant. My question for you is, do you believe they found it in his rectum, his urethra, his belly button, or his foreskin? I know. That's the proper response, by the way, because no matter what the answer is, it's not a good answer. But it's rectum, urethra, belly button, or foreskin.
And they said they found it where?
They just said, the police report says, deep within the defendant. They had to dig a bit to find it.
What was the size of the baggie?
Give me 1 second to find that on here. 2.7 grams of meth. 2.7 grams.
I really hope it wasn't the urethra.
I hope it wasn't any of the above, but sadly it's one of those.
Did you say just like in a spot on his body, like a roll?
Not that, no. None of the rolls. Spider-Man 380 pounds, he didn't try the old roll trick. Rectum, urethra, belly button, or foreskin?
I want to say belly button. I don't know, foreskin sounds so tempting.
Yes, I hear that all the time.
I'm going to go foreskin just for the fun of it.
I hear that quote so much. Foreskin sounds so tempting.
All right, Chris.
I mean, traditionally, you'd have to put it behind you, right? Keistered in.
I don't think you can reach.
That's a good point, Chris. So what are you going to go with? Rectum, urethra, belly button, or foreskin?
Let's do foreskin. It's
foreskin,
fun.
Final answer. That's what I'm saying. We're going to find out if he had that meth in his rectum, his urethra, his belly button, or his foreskin next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, to profile this takes to Florida, we've got a 380-pound man.
Yes.
And he's got some drugs on him. He's got a syringe and everything else, but they're going to book him into the jail. And they say, look, man, if you have anything else on it, let us know. So, no, I don't have any contraband or anything like that. So they ended up basically doing an entire full body search of this guy.
Yeah, some unfortunate soul had to go through 380 pounds of flesh to see if this guy was lying. It turns out he was lying. But, Chris,
He said, Steve, he had the meth deep within him.
No, I did not say that. That is according to the police report. And, again, I quote, wedged deep within the defendant. So the question we have for you, Chris, did they mean his rectum, urethra, belly button, or foreskin? Now, you started with belly button, but in the end, you said the quote that everyone's saying now. Man, I really like the idea of foreskin. Oh.
Oh, no.
No, not the foreskin.
Belly button?
He did, in fact, hide it in his belly button.
Yeah.
That is the cavernous bat cave. That is his belly button.
That and half an old sweater.
That is so gross, man.
Now for all TV news of all time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, Miles.
Okay.
Your choices today will be either Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
So we have the two Jimmys, Fallon and Kimmel.
David Spade.
David Spade.
Or Ted Smith writers.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have a professional team of writers. Our own Ted Smith just has Mike Hawk. So it's up to you to determine whether these jokes were written by Jimmy Fallon's writers, Jimmy Kimmel's writers, David Spade's writers, or our own Mike Hawk.
The Jeopardy Tournament of Champions is still going on. The contestants are having some fun online. James Holzer tweeted, my wife is going to make me role play as Ken Jennings tonight. Alex Trebek was like, what is way too much information?
Me, Ted Smith.
That wasn't a good one. I'm going to go Fallon based on the
That results. Is Jimmy Fallon.
The Jeopardy Tournament of Champions is still going on, and the contestants are also having a little fun online. James Holzhauer tweeted, my wife is going to make me role play as Ken Jennings tonight. And Alex Trebek was like, what is way too much information?
A mom in New Jersey, I'm sure you guys probably saw some of this, but a mom in New Jersey ordered some diapers off Amazon. And some of them were used and soiled. But the driver that delivered them didn't need a break all day.
Kimmel.
Ted Smith.
Mike Hawk.
Damn it.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Ted Smith. Oh, yeah, Ted Smith. Ted Smith. Thank you. Thank you. The writers are on it today.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Woo!
Man, your sincerity is overwhelming.
Oh, no, I'm dead serious.
It's just the woo.
Oh.
Sounds like an empty woo.
Did it sound empty?
It's with you, because I know how you are.
Yeah, I generally woo loud.
Empty woos.
Domino's Pizza. Domino's Pizza has opened 800 new stores in Italy. Italians are furious. It's causing a lot of drama, Mia.
Spade. Kimmel.
That's David Spade.
Domino's Pizza has opened 800 new stores in Italy. Ooh, Italians are furious. It's causing a lot of drama, Mia.
I tell everybody the first time I ever went to Europe. It's like a movie, right? So we get there, it's later in the evening, or whatever. The point is, it's the first morning that I've woken up there.
All right.
And I throw open the window, and I look out, there goes a Domino's guy. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Can I get away? In Italy? Come on, man.
I will say, though, I think Domino's is a specific taste. So if you're used to, like, the bread you got, or the bread, the pizza you got, maybe people just want to eat Domino's.
It's probably a different taste than they've ever had before. It's probably like the worst thing in the world.
It is, but, look, I had the fortunate experience to visit a couple of Italian cities. Their pizza is tremendous, but the big thing, and they say this, it's cheese, it's tomatoes, it's the same crap, but nothing there is processed. So for them, when they eat this,
fresh tomatoes,
this is like
cheese,
eating a Vienna. It's like eating a Vienna sausage. They're like, what in the?
All right.
What is this?
Let's see. A guy in Georgia broke into a tire store last week, but he had to call 911 on himself because he got trapped under a pile of tires. He was arrested for breaking and entering. I guess his 2020 is starting off a good year.
Ooh, Kimmel.
I'll go Fallon.
That's in-house.
Oh.
So, Mike Hawk.
Woo! There we go.
Oh, boy.
Well done.
That is in-house. That's me for 13.
Last year, Pokemon Go users spent almost $900 million in the app. I knew this joke was coming up, and it still startles me. That's a lot of money they're spending on this stuff. All right, let's start that again. Last year, Pokemon Go users spent almost $900 million in the app. Either that or a three-year-old got a hold of their parents' phone. Jimmy Fallon.
Last year, Pokemon Go users spent almost $900 million in the app.
Ooh.
Either that or a three-year-old got a hold of their parents' phone for 5 minutes.
I feel like if it's vanilla and not edgy, it's always going to be Fallon.
I agree with that in general. Absolutely. Fallon.
I don't think Fallon does a bad job. I just know in his monologue.
It's not that he does a bad job, but his jokes aren't always funny.
Correct.
But I felt like Kimmel would have delivered that in a way where we'd smile more. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That could be.
David Spade's are probably the most ruthless.
Yeah, he goes after him.
Myers are pretty good. You can tell, but there's a way Steph does them.
Right.
And SNL does a good job, too.
All right. Hey, Steve Hill.
What?
Did you watch any football this weekend?
Yeah, I watched a little. I waited all day to watch the Ravens play. And then what's weird is they never actually showed up. They suited up. And they walked on the field, but they didn't play.
That's probably the worst game of the weekend, wasn't it?
Easily. Because every other game, at some point, was
somebody had a chance, yeah.
Listen, it's just this, man. Here you were, you did all this crap during the season, and in the end, it's a farce. And I always say this, and people are like, oh, you're being too hard, blah, blah. That's fine. That's how I roll. If you didn't win the Super Bowl, you didn't do anything. There's 31 teams that mean nothing, and there's one team that wins. The Ravens are the same. They might as well be the Bengals. To me, it's the same thing. You can be MVP, you can be all this stuff. If you don't win the Super Bowl, because my belief, and I might be wrong, and the Ravens, with the evidence they put forward on Saturday, I'm obviously wrong about this. I would think that if I play professional football, my goal is to win the Super Bowl. And I'm very relentless about things, and I'm very non-apologetic about things. I get it. Maybe I'm tougher of mind than they are, whatever it is. I ain't show up. They got exactly what they deserve.
No.
Walk on the field and choose not to play. Even a mediocre team that played a decent game, Tennessee didn't play a great game. They played a good game. But when you don't show up, they beat your ass. And if you go out there and play like that, kiss my ass.
I mean, look, it's like we've always said, right? And I forget, somebody said it on the broadcast right before it went to that game. And he used the old Tyson quote, right? Everybody's got a plan to get
punched in the face.
Right. And Baltimore's got punched in the face by Derrick Henry in a big offensive line.
But here's what bugs me is that you didn't know they were going to throw the punch. That's the only punch they got, man.
Yeah.
You got one thing to stop, and you couldn't figure out how to do it. And then on offense, you chose to do nothing. It could be rust. It could be all these things. And any of those things could be true. But in the end, it still comes down to one thing. You are prepared and willing, or you are not. So to me, you say they had 3 weeks off. You can say they haven't played in 12 years. It doesn't matter. At the point that you step on the field, at the point you do your job, and I don't care what your job is, if you go to McDonald's and someone asks you to make a burger, you make a burger, right? I mean, that's what you do. Except at McDonald's, you didn't get paid nearly as much. These guys went out, and they chose not to do anything. They got exactly what they deserve. As a fan, it disgusts me, but I don't feel bad for them. I don't feel bad for them.
That one was the most shocking.
Yeah, they're weak, and they chose to do it. They're not built for the playoffs, so they can get mad about it. But look, you can prove someone different, or I can be right. I am currently correct. You guys can't handle the playoffs. I don't know if you can't handle the pressure. I don't know if you're not talented enough. I don't know if you're not smart enough. I don't know what it is. And look, you're going to win or lose a game. I can accept that. But you guys didn't even show up. And that's what pisses me off. That's garbage.
Our buddy Chandler, he sent me this little thing. And at the end of every Scooby-Doo, okay, there was always the big reveal of
take the mask off
and you find out who it is, and it's Shaggy and it's Scooby and whoever else is in the
Daphne and Fred.
Right.
Isn't it always the old man?
And they're
an old man.
So they're at the end where they're getting ready to pull the mask off of the Raven that's standing in front of them, and they pull the mask off and he's wearing a Cleveland Brown helmet.
Yeah.
I was just like,
no. Also, I will say one kind of cool thing. Now, look, I know a lot of people are upset because there's other people that want to see in the Hall of Fame. But Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson both got surprised on the air by the guy that runs the Hall. First of all, that guy that runs the Hall of Fame.
He's 6'9", 400 pounds. He's bigger than anybody who's ever played in the NFL.
He's massive.
He's huge.
Right? But Bill Cowher's, I saw that one on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then they did it to Jimmy Johnson on Sunday. I will say, you know what, I should have brought in the audio, but like, Jimmy Johnson is not a man who's at a loss for words. I mean, his heart is beating so fast.
Yeah.
He can't even breathe. It's not that he can't talk. You hear him, you know, like when you're just like choking and you take that. Like, yeah, for a
so
minute,
Saturday
I was like,
night.
I was like, man, is Jimmy going to make it?
You could be, well, look, you could be, you could hate the Dallas Cowboys, but when you see
yeah,
this.
He was great, man.
When you see this as a grown man, it's hard not to have a, it's hard to have a dry eye. Because you feel for this guy. You know what I mean? Like, you can see how much this matters. They go up to the booth. Aikman's obviously in there, responsible for those. And he's just, he can, you know, he's kind of smiling through tears. But it was a cool moment. It was a real moment. And, and you don't get a lot of real moments. So that was, I thought that was very cool.
Yeah. And ideally, I think if, you know, if Cow is in there, maybe we'll see Coach Holmgren in there one day.
Sure.
Yeah, I would think so.
Pretty cool way they did that, though. I thought that
I did, too.
This is just a weird random note. The Patriots are always in the playoffs. This year they got knocked out early. So Julian Edelman, their receiver, got arrested.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was, I don't know, he was somewhere in Beverly Hills, jumped on the hood of a car.
And
he got arrested
in.
For vandalism.
Yeah, jumped up on the hood of a Mercedes Benz.
But he's from New England. Nothing's going to happen.
And hood stomped.
It does not matter. He's from New England. Nothing will happen.
It also seems about right for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't surprise me. He's the emotional player. He's the only guy on the team that I really believe is actually a solidly good player.
Did you see the Antonio Brown video on the flip side?
I did.
Screaming at the cops.
Yeah, that's the opposite.
I did not hear or see anything with that. And granted, if I see Antonio Brown in a headline, I don't read it because I just think he's so stupid he annoys me. But what did he do? I have no... Robin even asked, what did he do? I don't know.
His ex shows up because she said, hey, that Bentley, you gave it to me. So then he's so then he calls the cops and is like, I'm not giving you back that bet.
Also, she shows up to take his kids to school every day.
Oh, yeah.
So the reason that she's there is she's there to take her kids to school.
Right. So then he's just going off and then he's just using every four letter word on the cops.
But basically just yelling at the cops.
Yeah.
Not yelling at anybody else.
The difference is, you know, Edelman's Edelman. But what's his face? He's an idiot.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown is a moron.
So Canada has their own version of Family Feud, right? And this contestant, she got it wrong. The question was like, what's Popeye's favorite food, right? Spinach would be the top answer. But she just yelled chicken.
Yeah.
She was thinking like Popeye's.
Sure.
So her mistake got her $10,000 in free food from Popeye's.
I saw that.
They're like, hey, you know what? If you get us going, we'll stick with you.
And she's hot.
I read that today, and here's my thought. If we ever go on Family Feud, okay?
Let's give the wrong answer.
Think of your favorite freaking place to get food. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what they ask. Oh, we have to wonder, what's the sexiest part of a woman? Cheesecake Factory!
Yeah, right.
Like,
free beer!
Right.
Let's see. The Jeopardy! Greatest of All Time shows. They've been crushing in the ratings. That's good for them. The Golden Globes have announced that Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will be back to host this year's or next year's shows. Remember, we just had Ricky Gervais host the Golden Globes.
Those two do a great job.
They do a great job. Ricky Gervais is fine. He is what he is. It's weird to me that anyone cares. And again, this is just me. I do not care about Super Bowl halftime entertainment. I do not care who hosts an award show. And I'm not trying to be that guy. I just legitimately don't care because my understanding of what it is you're presenting to us is something entirely different than that, as far as the importance of it.
I mean, I don't really care about award shows, but I did watch the Ricky Gervais. It helped it came on. I watched the Golden Globes and watched his monologue. I thought his monologue was great.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but it's not enough one way or another to sway me about. I still don't care. I mean, like, look, I don't really care about the awards thing, but even if you do, the host, for me, is just meaningless. That's all. Like, whatever. You can get my kid.
The host is just kind of there.
Yeah. No one watches American Idol for Ryan Seacrest. It's not that he's not doing a good job of doing it. They're just not there for him.
I don't think he's there anymore. Is he?
Well, even if he is there or he's not there, it's more about.
You don't watch
the
front line
of
Richie.
It's more about, you know what I mean, or not, you know, whatever it is.
So you don't watch The Masked Singer for Nick Cannon?
No.
Oh, my God, Miles. I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
I got some scary news for you guys.
Okay.
Spooky.
Chucky from Child's Play movies is getting a TV series at Sci-Fi.
Oh. For those of you who watch the Sci-Fi channel.
I can guess what every plot will be.
I like Mystery Science Theater. When they do that at night, that's pretty cool.
All right. Here's another scary one for you. Hannibal from Silence of the Lambs. Got
Hannibal.
Hannibal, newsflash. he got his own show. So basically now, Clarice Starling? Is that her name in the movie?
The detective, yeah.
Clarice.
Hey, Clarice.
Is it Jodie Foster or is it a younger version of her?
So Jodie Foster played Clarice in the 1991 film. The series will take place a year after those events, meaning basically Jodie's way too old to play this.
Yeah.
No word on casting, but there is going to be a TV series in development for CBS called Clarice.
Wait, casting? What's
that?
Like to play? You said for casting.
Yeah, they haven't, no word on casting yet.
So they don't know
who's going to be in it. But the show is described as, quote, a deep dive into the untold personal story of Clarice as she returns to the field to pursue serial murderers and sexual predators while navigating the high stakes political world of Washington. I don't know why I said exciting.
In the book, she was like one of the only FBI agents in West Virginia. So I hope they don't carry on that because there's not a lot to investigate.
You're also the voice of E.T., the extraterrestrial.
And then the other good news for this is everybody loves The Rock. He's developing a comedy based on his own childhood called Young Rock.
Young Rock.
Like Young Sheldon.
The childhood includes being arrested regularly on the streets of Hawaii as a kid before his family was evicted from the state, buying his first car from a crackhead for $7.
Seven.
And starting off his career wrestling $40 a match. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's The Rock. So,
also playing with Ray Lewis.
You know, man, Warren Sapp. I might actually watch that.
One of the greatest defenses maybe that's ever taken the field at NCAA football.
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend? Watching Young Rock.
Not only that, on the other side of Ray Lewis was Roland Marley, Bob Marley's son.
Yeah.
So now you have Ray Lewis on one side, but you got Lauryn Hill's husband on the other. That's a crazy team. Thanks, Dan. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Right, here we go. A woman answers the question wrong on the Canadian Family Feud and wins 10 grand in delicious Popeyes fried chicken instead. Meanwhile, a Pennsylvania dad uses his 11-year-old son as a shield from cops so he would not get hit in the head. Iowa man beats the hell out of moviegoer for using his phone. A sex robot, a robot rental service says their dolls are the cleanest around for your bone. And a man survives 3 freezing weeks in Alaska, cuddling up to Roger. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Our top story. We go to Iowa, where a man punched another man in a movie theater. Now, we've all seen the warning, suggestions, and outright pleading for people to be good human beings and not ruin other people's movie viewing experience by disrupting the movie. This exactly is what led to a man getting beat up at the end of his experience. The assaultee had asked the theater staff to do something about the man using his phone, quote, or he would. Now, this is before the movie had even started. At the end of the movie, the man went to the guy on the phone and told him to apologize for his usage and for ruining his movie. Right before he could answer, the man began to violently beat him until he was finally being kicked on the ground. This guy gave him one hell of a beatdown. He was arrested after being described as a regular at the theater.
The odd thing is, in no way, by you beating his ass, did that disrupt the movie either.
Well, no, it was after the movie was over. He was nice enough to wait until the end of the movie.
You know what? Never mind then.
Right? I don't know if I'd, you know, end up kicking this guy on the ground. However, a guy getting roughed up because he wouldn't get off his dadgum cell phone in the movie theater.
Can't say necessarily. Even if you have the volume down, it's the bright light from the screen.
It is.
So, like, even I've seen
you're just distracting kind of
suddenly check their phones. We try to do it in a way that's not too obvious, but the more that they stare at it for 30 seconds, even if they have it sideways, you're like, I have this bright light, like, in my peripheral.
Refund my cash. I mean, simple. Like, give me my money back, exactly. Dude. We're square.
There was only ever one time I actually had a confrontation. There was a group of teenagers behind me with brain nerds. And during the entire movie, and it was a quiet movie, and I could hear that the entire time, and it bugged the living hell out of me.
Did you just say, you know, shut up, guys.
I did. I was like, hey, guys, I haven't seen this movie before. I'd like to see it.
When you have teenagers and kids, Mike, if you're a parent, they ask you questions the entire way through the movie, wondering what's going to happen, although you don't know because you haven't seen the movie either.
Right.
That's their phone saying, I don't know.
No, this crew was
watch
just
the movie. And, you know, it's not just cell phone users. Look, if you got yourself a bag of, I don't know, M&M's or just open the freaking bag, man. Just make the sound. Don't take 20 seconds.
That happened to me of all movies.
Just open the bag.
Of all movies, that happened to me in a movie called A Quiet Place, where, like, the whole movie's about being quiet and silent. I get a little...
You mean to tell me when 25 minutes of previews, you can't finish your snack?
Right.
Right.
Anyway, moving on.
Honest to God.
In other news, a company in Calgary is looking to expand after it's experienced some pretty big success. The company is a sex robot rental service.
Yeah.
It basically works as a sex doll brothel, but they'll actually send their rented dolls right to your door for your use.
And protein is...
Rates start at $149 for the hour, or for an extra $100, you can keep that doll for the entire night. As far as sanitation goes, they boast that their dolls are cleaner than most people, so you don't need to concern yourself with the masses of other people that have used them.
Yeah, but when I'm with another person, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a different experience.
That's not what this person is meant for. This
right.
thing was created just to be violated.
When I'm having sex, I won't even go to the places my mouth might go. But let's say we're just kissing, but I don't necessarily want to borrow someone else's mouth guard.
Correct.
That's
correct.
All.
The FBI is seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect wanted in multiple robbery cases. The robberies have been going down in North Carolina, and they have a good video of the actual robberies going down, but the suspect in each of the videos has a different wig on each time, distorting and hiding the suspect's face.
Have you seen the pictures of the wigs?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, just wear the one.
No, I think, again, we don't really condone people robbing, but it's brilliant. This guy changes his wig every time. One, they don't know that he's coming. Two, they can't identify him because they don't know what kind of hair he has. My guess is that he doesn't have hair at all.
He doesn't have hair.
But
look at the way the wig fits. He does not have hair, or he does not have a lot.
They can't see his face. Already a frontrunner for worst parent of the year, a man in Pennsylvania went to great lengths not to be arrested by police. Police went to the man's house with an arrest warrant and had to go all the way to the attic to find him. The man repeatedly refused police commands to surrender, and when they brought out a taser to subdue him, the man actually held his 11-year-old son in front of him so that he wouldn't be shocked by police.
If I'm a cop, I shock that kid. Oh, we're getting your ass, dude. Like,
I'm sorry, Timmy. Zap.
There is no human shield.
Shoot the hostage.
Oh.
It's a line from a movie. That's pretty bad, though, using your kid as a human shield.
It is. You're a terrible person.
Wouldn't you feel better if they used someone else's kid? I mean, just think about it when you break it down. You go, like, look.
At least you're crazy.
Right. Somehow, and this sounds messed up. Yeah. You're not going to be a great person either way. It sounds better if you grab someone else's kid as your human
suit. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think it seems less crazy if it's just a random kid.
I think
as opposed to sacrificing your own flesh.
It's terrible.
I think it's just because in that case, it's a crime of opportunity. If you're grabbing somebody else's kid, chances are better than even you're having a standoff in the middle of a mall or a park or something like that. It's like, grab the kid. That's all that is. Granted, still a horrible situation, and I wouldn't put anybody through that. However,
what if I grab my kid? He's my human shield up until I get to another kid.
No,
I don't want my child to get hurt, Mike. I'm buying time to get to someone else's kid.
Oh, Lord Almighty. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hogg is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Ryan Castle, and we will sit and spin and drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this batch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.